Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Dom. We're homies, we read comics.
We are all homies that read comics here. And we have our Godzilla expert on for this episode. Have you only been on Godzilla episodes?
This is like my second Godzilla episode. So I feel
you've been on.
He's on Obi-Wan and he's on
Batman. That's right. Batman. That's right. This is like the fourth official episode of the podcast.
Yeah, he's pretty popular.
The other ones are just it's just us filling for time. Nice. Yep, our Godzilla expert is here to tell us what's accurate in this book.
Yeah, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Godzilla. Here There Be Dragons, the Eisner nominated book. We got Background Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Dom, you got any news? Any comic book news?
Comic book news?
Any big stinky news you got?
Every time I find news for something, I send it to you.
It's true.
I say that probably a lot, but
I feel like you send me mostly like wallpapers.
Yeah, I've been sending you a lot of Batman wallpapers.
You follow like a wallpaper account?
Well, no, I liked one, you know, and then like it just...
It's like, oh, you love this.
Yeah. So it's just like algorithm. A bunch of different like Batman, like...
Do you want Daniel to put those as his wallpaper?
Well, I mean, I lean Batman. I'm a big Batman guy, so I do appreciate this, actually. I know it's not a...
I didn't do it on purpose.
No, you did. Coaster. You did. But thank you.
All right, Nathan. We got a trailer for Batman Ninja versus the Yakuza League.
I did not see that.
Really?
That's funny, though.
It's a sequel for Batman Ninja and the Justice League. They're all part of the Yakuza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's a part of the Justice League Yakuza?
It is the Flash and Aquaman.
Superman?
And no, Nathan, stop jumping ahead.
Is Green Lantern there?
And yeah, but it's the girl one.
Oh, Jessica Cruz?
Jessica Cruz. And then nice. There's Wonder
Wait,
Woman.
They look fucking cool.
Yeah, dude, it looks sick.
I like a big hat on the Flash. It's
pretty cool. Yeah, totally unnecessary. But he still has like his costume like under it. Have you seen these?
That seems sweet, actually.
Yeah, no.
The last
I'm
one
definitely
I know
watching
was,
Batman Ninja before that comes
really
out.
You didn't really like the first Batman Ninja, right?
I didn't even watch it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Did I watch it?
Yes,
you
did.
Tell me, dude.
Yeah, because I think we did talk about that.
Why does this keep coming up when Dom's on?
I saw the end of it. Wait, we talked about this on the podcast.
I swear, yeah, because I think was it you who told me it was a, or maybe I asked if it was like
it ends
a,
with
like
a
giant
of,
monkey,
yeah.
Joker, right?
Yeah, that's the part I saw. I don't know if I saw the full movie though.
Yeah, I think I just heard that, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of monkeys and they like form a big Joker.
That's interesting.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. So the next one's got to be a banger.
Yeah. So
very nice. I missed that trailer, but I'll check it out. Did it look good?
It looks like the other one, animation-wise.
Oh, okay. All right. Story-wise, though.
Plot, I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Very nice. Dana, we love when a celebrity does comics, right?
Oh, we sure do.
Oh, wait. This is the other way. A celebrity is being in a comic book thing for a movie, but there's an A24 film being adapted from Paul B. Rainey's graphic novel called Why Don't You Love Me? And Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in it.
Huh.
Who?
Why Don't You Love Me?
It's a darkly comedic 2023 graphic novel by Paul B. Rainey. That was recent.
Wow. Yeah. I
they must have liked it. I
must
don't
have been pretty like underground.
I'd never heard of it.
Which means it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it means that it's probably not good.
Yeah.
So,
but
so
that's cool. I like A24 adapting comic books. That's a good thing.
This will be their first one, I feel like, probably, right?
I don't know.
First comic?
That's a good question. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, they don't do like,
they don't really adapt a whole lot of things in general, right?
Actually, I think The Lamb was an adaptation of something.
Sorry, what was that?
The Lamb.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Icelandic film. Okay. Yeah, it was... Don't watch it.
No.
Favorite A24 film, go.
That is such a good question, and I hate you for that. I don't know. I really don't know.
I like... Talk to Me.
Is
that what it's called?
That
Talk
juicy.
To the Hand.
Yes. Yes. I like, do you see how they made like a, like some sort of smoking device with the hand?
No. Do you like suck on its finger?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah, something like that. And then I think the thumb is
can
like
you choose the finger?
That was my favorite Halloween costume from last year. Just people that like painted
with
their
hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty low effort, but creative.
Yeah. That's good. I think one popular one that we're probably going to get is,
This year?
Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
I was gonna say what's his name? Jesse.
Eisenberg.
No, in Civil War. Remember how he's wearing like the camo with
the Jesse Plemons?
Yes, thank you.
You think it'll be that popular?
I think so.
People would be like, were you a military guy?
I think it just looks like really neat because it's just like, what the fuck is going on? He's a terrible person, but in the movie.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. I always try and guess what like the big spirit Halloween like costume will be. Because like last year it was like Barbie and stuff. And
that's true.
Or like Mario because of the Mario movie. I always try and guess like, what was popular this year that people will want to be a costume for?
Inside Out, maybe.
Oh, good movie.
Like Happy or whatever.
Joy. How dare you? No, I'm just kidding. Good movie, though.
Yeah.
Are you guys both familiar with the Megalopolis movie coming out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, Jacob Phillips just finished drawing the last page of the Megalopolis, the graphic novel adaptation of Francis Ford Coppola's upcoming movie.
That's crazy because he knows what's going to happen. Like, he's seen it probably.
Yeah, he's drawn it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that there's a graphic novel adaptation coming out seemingly like.
Yeah, we've had news on it before and it's supposed to come out this year.
He's been working on it since December 2022.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy because a movie only takes like 6 months to make, I'm pretty sure. So it's like, how did he even know?
And that's such a goated project.
That was a self-funded film. So I think that's why it took so long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It takes way longer to make movies.
It takes like 2 weeks, guys. Come on.
Yeah. But it's crazy because Jacob Phillips has been doing like New Bern and like
that's over though.
The Texas Western Gun, what's it called? Enfield Gang Massacre.
Something like that.
Yeah,
that Texas Blood.
He could be doing that one too. I don't know. But anyway, I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, no, we should read that, you know, and then maybe, hopefully it comes out, and then you know that could be our episode for when the movie comes out.
Dude, we could be one of the only people that said we read the book first before the Megalopolis.
I think the book was better.
I'm a big fan of the book. Actually, did you read the book? Actually,
you didn't.
You didn't know it was a book. Yeah. It came out a week before.
Shotgun it.
I would do that to be pretentious. For
absolutely,
sure.
That's all I do. Nathan, there's a Kickstarter called Legend of Kingdom Come, and it's a Kickstarter for a documentary about the
Kingdom
comic
Come book?
Kingdom Come.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it should come out in the fall.
Did it meet its goal?
Probably. I didn't look. I just know that there is like the campaign for it.
I would watch that. I mean, if there's like good stuff on like Alex Ross doing shit.
Yeah, or, like, that's how he like posted about it. And so I think he's pretty involved.
I think he films a lot of what he does. Because I feel like there's a lot of videos on like how he does his shit and how he does
a lot of content,
photo reference and stuff. Yeah. So. Have you seen Kingdom Come? Or do you know what that is? Do you know who
I let Alex? Him borrow the comic. He has it.
Okay.
In his possession.
Oh, fuck. I know what he's talking about. Yes, dude. Dude.
He's like a super realistic looking
artist,
right?
Yeah, that shit wasn't... Like, I love the way that it looks. I keep telling myself I'm going to do it. But I'm probably going to do it.
What? Paint?
No, read it. Actually read it. That's right, because I was like, God, that sounds so familiar. Where do I know that from? It's like, yeah.
Not the Jay-Z album.
No, yeah. I didn't,
that was based off of that book, I think.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Jay-Z
is
inspiration.
It?
Yeah.
No way. He's a big nerd?
A little bit of a nerd, at least.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
How come Jay-Z doesn't have a comic book? Eminem does.
He has one issue.
Is that Punisher one issue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Talk about this a little bit, but Penguin Random House acquired Boom, the publishing company.
Okay.
Did we not just talk about this a second ago?
Maybe. Like today?
Today?
A second ago?
Today.
No.
This is news that came... Oh, wait. What were we talking about before?
Who are you telling this info to?
You, I thought. Just now. You were over there. You said Boom got a... Did I make up a different conversation in my head?
Am I in the room with you?
Penguin Random House announced plans to acquire Boom. It hasn't happened yet. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but that's interesting because they have imprints technically, but they're not nearly as big. They have
Kaboom.
They have Del Rey and Inklore currently.
Kaboom is like an actual imprint.
I thought you were just like,
no, that's
I'm just riffing.
That's like a kid's one, right?
And then there's Bam.
Yeah.
And then there's Kapow.
Boom has the imprint Bam and Kapow.
Yeah.
It's like the 60s Batman.
So that's interesting. I hope no one loses their job or whatever.
I hope
but
reprint a bunch of shit that
would be
is
cool.
Out of print.
Cause, yeah, because they would have the ability to do that.
Yeah, that's. I didn't know Penguin Random House was that big, but I guess they do print like a lot of shit other than just comics. And
do they?
I think so. I think they do like books.
Wow.
Like without pictures?
Yeah, no pictures, just words.
Yeah.
We want what pictures. If they turn comics into books, dude? I don't want that.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's interesting.
That's neat. Nathan, you know Starman?
Yeah.
You know James Robinson and Tony Harris, who worked on that pretty iconic run of Starman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're coming back. To Starman.
Whoa.
In a Black Label series. We don't know when it's coming or anything, but they're working on it, I guess.
I did see that. Did you know that Star Girl, the one that has like that CW show?
Yeah.
And like the staff that she has?
Yeah.
That's like Starman staff in like comics continuity.
Yeah, she stole it.
Yeah,
Joe McHale plays Starman in that show.
Who's that?
Joel McHale? Do you ever watch Community?
Dude from Community?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The blonde dude?
Like the main character.
The blonde dude?
Tall guy.
Tall guy.
Is he blonde?
He was on The Soup. He did The Soup.
Probably the guy you're thinking of, yeah.
I think so, yeah. He was Starman in that?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
TV writer Stephen DeKnight is going to make two graphic novels. One of them is going to be a Comixology Unlimited one with Michael Gatos. But this is the TV writer for Smallville and Daredevil.
Oh,
and
cool.
Now he's doing Spartacus, but I haven't seen that.
Oh, the Star Show?
I think.
Okay.
The what?
It was on Stars, I think.
Spartacus?
Yeah. No, when you say it a second time, I have Stars now.
Yeah. Perhaps, we're going to cut this out, but yeah.
Perhaps Encore?
Huh?
Perhaps Encore?
He's also...
Cinemax?
So he's doing one for Comixology Unlimited and one that he's crowdfunding called Hard Bargain. So...
Sounds like a...
It's kind of interesting.
A crime noir
it
or
does.
Something. And if that's what it is, I'm in. Nathan, you remember in World's Finest when like Batman and Superman and like Green Lantern, they all like merged into one character?
Oh, yeah.
Todd McFarlane's coming out with a toy for that.
What?
Yeah, see?
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't remember
what
he was
called.
That's
so random.
Yeah, I know. Super deep cut.
I feel like he's got other amalgamations to do first.
Can you imagine most important.
What?
If he did the amalgamation?
Oh, once? Like Dark Claw and shit?
Yeah, because he does figures for both Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Does he?
He does. He just announced Marvel ones recently.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
There's a thing that happened in the Green Lantern series. I just think it's funny, but there's a new Lantern Corps that's going to be powered by sadness.
Let's go, dude.
So it's going to be like goth.
It's actually called sorrow. Like, that's the emotion.
Is it going to be like the black ring or something? Or gray?
It's like
or something?
Gray.
Nice, dude.
I don't know. And like, this is the picture of like the sorrow dude. He's just crying all the time.
It's fucking metal, man.
And I think...
That's cool, dude.
Finally, that's so dumb because it feels like it's you know, peering into like Inside Out territory now. I know that like the emotions power the cores and stuff, but I feel like the ones they have are like cool.
Where's
but
the anxiety gonna, ring, bro?
Where's the happy ring? Like, can you imagine like a happy core? And they're like, oh my God, everything's fine. Don't even worry about it.
That's a genre, subgenre of metalcore.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I think
I'm glad the emos are getting some representation.
Yeah, finally. They're getting their own rings.
Turn around and die. That's going to be amazing.
Nathan, other trailers. We got a trailer for Agatha All Along, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see it?
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
How does that work?
Yeah, how is she like a detective now or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I missed that.
You know, there's some cool looking things in that. It kind of looked very like Haunted Mansion to me.
Yeah, it didn't look as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, it doesn't look like terrible.
Yeah, it looks like just like a spooky like little show.
Yeah. Let them do their thing. Should come out before Halloween or something.
I expect it'll have like this about the same level of like quality as like Goosebumps or something.
Probably.
The Goosebumps show. So.
Oh, yeah.
The newer one. The older ones were elite.
Shows?
Yeah. Remember we used to watch those like old Goosebumps shows?
I didn't. That wasn't me.
Really?
You're thinking of a different brother.
Must be the one I was talking to over there earlier. New distillery book. Ram V and Joel Jones are going to be partnering together for Through Red Windows.
Has his come out yet? Or was that the one from The Devil's Cut?
I don't remember this one in The Devil's Cut.
I remember he was in it, but... That's cool. I love Joelle Jones.
Yeah, she's great.
She is a great Catwoman.
Looks at old and obscene wealth as eldritch horror and bears witness to the terrifying and absurd lengths its apostles will go to in its worship. Sounds pretty smart. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Last trailer. We got a trailer for Watchmen Part 1, the animated movie.
Okay.
Coming August 13th.
We saw a trailer that was announcing both of them, right?
And yeah, now this is a trailer for the first one? Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen this? They're like,
there's
like
an animated Watchmen. I did see parts of it. It looks like it's literally just like the, like just the
comic.
Just
the movie.
Because I don't know if I talked about this before, but they, on whatever it is now, Max, HBO, or whatever, you know, it is, but they had a, like, it was a comic book. Like, it's the comic themselves, but they kind of like, there's like some motion to comic. It. Yeah. No, it was really cool. I really liked it, but it kind of looks like that, but just with more motion. And I was like, oh, wow.
Extra motion.
Yeah,
comic.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm like, okay, this, I mean,
Watchmen, I like the story. But more motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'll watch them.
Is it going to come out on Max?
Yeah, or is it going to be in like theaters? Like, it's like digital. So I think maybe you can rent it. Or buy it August 13th or whatever.
August?
August.
Whoa, that's so soon.
Wow. Yeah, like
it's like 2 weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah. Damn.
A month from now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Should we watch it?
Yeah. There's two parts. So I feel like it's going to be long. So they'll probably be like all the shit. Do you know?
Do you think they do the pirate?
Yeah, ooh, if it's going to be too. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't want the pirate. Get it away from me.
Well, I mean, they already did the pirate, you know? So maybe they're just like, oh, this is just Watchmen stuff.
What do you mean they did the pirate?
Like, there's like an animated movie of Tales of the Black Freighter that Zack Snyder directed.
Oh, really?
And and then that Gerard Butler voiced the pirate dude.
No, oh, shit.
Was it a musical? Did he sing?
When did this happen?
I don't think so. Is that supposed to be a musical? Is it?
No, but Gerard Way's in there. He's a singer.
Oh fuck! Gerard Butler.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
you might have said that initially, but.
Yeah, I think it came out like around like when the movie did. Like it was like a extended cut kind of thing that they added.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully no pirates in this one. Because who cares?
Fingers crossed.
Who cares? Who asked?
Yeah, not me.
Nobody.
We got time for that.
Are you familiar with Emilia Clarke?
Yeah.
She plays Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah.
In popular hit show Game of Thrones.
Yep.
She was in the Han Solo movie.
She was in the Han Solo movie. She's also going to be in the Criminal show. It's going to be coming to Amazon.
Sweet.
So
that's neat.
Based off the Criminal comic book.
Ooh.
Who else is in that? That was like kind of a big deal.
I'm forgetting. I feel like there's like a lot of people.
Was it like Charlie Hunnam or something?
Yeah, Charlie Hunnam.
Nice.
So should be. It's shaping up to be
a lot of Brits in this
pretty big hitter
American crime show.
Yeah, is he Brit? Did he bring her? I don't think so. Right?
No. Super American.
That's all I had, Daniel,
news. Sean Phillips is Brit, so it's all right. Alrighty, Dom, what book did we read this week?
We read Godzilla. Here There Be Dragons.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yeah, bro. I know we were shitting on pirates earlier, but...
Oh, yeah.
This is
now we want pirates.
Now we like pirates. Yes, yes.
You guys don't like pirates?
No, because we were talking about the...
We just don't like the Black Freighter pirates.
Yes, oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Fuck those pirates. These pirates are cool.
Speaking of better pirate comics.
Yes.
Pirate comics with Godzilla in them are much better.
Yeah, I would watch this if this was a show, honestly. Like, this is kind of interesting to me. Like, obviously, throughout the whole story, I was like, okay. Like, you think it goes one way, and then it goes another, and you're like, I like that.
This is very fun.
Yeah. Little twists and turns here.
Yeah. This is an Eisner-nominated book. For best new series?
Limited series?
Best limited series?
you
I never get them right.
You got them
all wrong. There's only like three that we really care
about.
This
is our last one, and you've gotten them all wrong, I'm pretty sure. This is written by Frank Thierry, artwork by Inaki Miranda, colors by Ava de la Cruz. There's also a sequel to this.
Just started. Yeah.
Only one issue out so far.
Here There Be Lots of Dragons.
Yeah, even more dragons. No, it's called Godzilla Here There Be Dragons 2, Sons of Giants.
No way.
Yeah.
That's such a long title.
It sure is.
That is.
Nathan, what'd you think of this?
I thought this was fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised it was nominated for an Eisner, because I think if I was reading this, I don't know if I would be like, oh my God, this is Eisner worthy.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly, but I love this as a comic book.
For sure. Yeah.
So I think it's great.
No, I bought it, the first issue, for shits and gigs, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I bought the rest of it. And yeah. So there's definitely enough momentum, you know, to finish it.
Yeah, I think there's silly things that happen in it, but that's kind of like every Godzilla thing. So there's like, he nailed that balance, I think.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
he knows what he's writing.
Yeah. And then like some of the action, I'm like, that's creative. Okay. We're getting creative. So I enjoy it.
Sweet.
I think the Godzilla design, his face is a little puffy.
Yeah. So you get maybe that a lot in the
something
comics.
He's allergic to, you know?
Yeah. Maybe he got stung by a bee.
Yeah. Maybe he had a puffer fish.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a crawfish allergy.
Yeah.
Could be.
Shellfish allergy.
Shellfish, that's what I meant.
Crawfish. I mean, he could probably be allergic to those too. I don't know.
Yeah, crawfish specifically. Crustaceans.
But yeah, pretty fun.
Crustaceans, yes.
So we'll just get into it. So issue one, it starts with a pirate who was locked up in the British Caribbean territory, and his name is Mr. Hull, like H-U-L-L, and he's trying to get rum from two British guards, and in return, he will provide them with a story that involves treasure, dragons, and the Queen.
The Queen.
So he gets his rum and he starts to tell the story of a pirate ship with tons of treasure that was sailing through a storm and it lands on Monster Island, something that will later be known as Monster Island.
So he's, you know, talking to them like in a cell, mm-hmm. you know, and he's about to be like hung.
Yeah.
And I just think it's cool that he's like pre-gaming for his execution.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Tell me he doesn't look a little bit like Jack Sparrow, though.
I think that was definitely a big influence. I think... if they got the rights, Frank Thierry definitely would have wrote like Jack Sparrow, like versus Godzilla or something.
Pirates of the Caribbean ex Godzilla.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
That's not completely out of the realm of those movies either. Cause there's like big
Pirates of the Caribbean. Are there Pirates of the Caribbean comics?
No, surely not.
There should be.
There should be, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Has Disney ventured in there? Does Disney do comics?
Yeah. They do like.
They do like Marvel comics and
they do like Donald Duck comics.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking of like, I guess like, oh, okay.
There were like princess comics for like a little bit.
Yeah. And then they do like kid Star Wars ones, you know?
Yeah, that's
since
true.
They own that. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I forgot
some young stuff.
They conquered.
What?
I said I forgot how much they conquered.
Yeah.
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 They're a bit of a
monopolized. What kind of comics do they make? Like Marvel.
There's some Marvel comics they put out every week. And so... I like this map, this like
treasure map.
And it has like different kaiju on it kind of scattered all around.
Yeah.
Like it's a kid's project and they put stickers everywhere or something, but it's pretty cool. And you can see all the different kaiju on there. How many kaiju can you name on this little map? Because I see Mothra.
Probably as many as you can.
Ghidorah. And that's all I got.
There's a Rodan, which is like the pterodactyl thing.
Oh.
Is that a dolphin?
There's Abira, which we see in this, and then Udoku.
Is that the octopus?
That's the octopus.
Yeah. And
that's about it.
Yeah, Udoku is new to me.
I think both of those sea ones were new to me.
Yeah.
So the pirate then tells a story about how Sir Francis Drake would later hear about the lost treasure from someone that had like a coin from Monster Island, and he would be ordered by Queen Elizabeth to get the treasure. And on his way to the island, Drake started beef with like some Spanish naval territories and he would like battle a bunch of them. But in the middle of one of the battles, another storm would happen and it would put them, it would like veer them off to Monster Island and also into Godzilla. So we see Godzilla pop up at the end of this issue and we see Godzilla's little puffy face.
So if you
got glowing eyes too.
If you want to get to Monster Island, you have to take a storm there.
That's the only way. Like it.
You need to be redirected by storm.
Yeah. You can't just like go there. You have to go on a windy day.
Yeah.
Some clouds, a little bit of overcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
These Spanish ships are pretty cool.
Yeah. There's good naval fights here, which is cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Not a ton of pirating.
That is
true. Well, I mean,
I was expecting some like swing into different ships, maybe, or
yeah, or like a like strung out like battle or whatever.
Perhaps someone walks a plank or two.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really do that.
Yeah, that's just for the movies.
That's actually a quote. Sorry, that's a quote that one of the pirate guys said.
Yeah, he does.
It's not like it's pirates versus Godzilla, you know. So I guess it's okay.
Because that's unfair.
And so when he's like telling this story, I thought the story was going to go like he tells the Brits about Godzilla, and he tells them where to go, how to get to Monster Island, and then they were gonna go.
Oh, and they like bring him.
Yeah,
because like this guy knows.
Yeah, and then they all die or something. But, like,
but that'd be nice.
They took the wrong storm there,
and Godzilla wins.
Yeah, all, but no, this guy's telling the story of how he survived it.
So it's basically all just a big.
Like big story time.
Flashback thing, yeah.
Yeah. So that is like a recurring thing in this book is like, we'll be seeing some good shit with like Godzilla or Monster Island, and then the guy will be like, give me more rum, you fucking twat.
I'm thirsty. I'm hungry, bitch.
And then the guard will have to be like, man, I hate you, but I want to hear more of your story, so here's some rum. And then that happens like six times in this book.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I'm like, just get up. We know that he's telling a story. We're not forgetting.
Don't forget about the rum.
Yeah. So issue two. Mr. Hole, who's the pirate telling the story, he was about to fire on Godzilla when he first saw him, but the Spanish naval fleet that's still there shoots first, which ended pretty badly for them because the entire armada got like nuclear blasted and burnt to the ground.
He also took two pirate ships in each hand and smashed them together.
that is actually pretty sick as fuck.
Which is like my favorite part, I think.
That was pretty metal. I like this page where you see like all the cannonballs like come after him too. It's pretty cool.
I think they really think that's gonna work, you know? Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't even
know. I mean, they were the strongest force at that time, so they're like, oh, nothing's gonna stop us.
And it's the best chance they had.
Huge lizard comes out of nowhere.
I do love this page with like all the ships like burning like in the water, and he's just like,
the fact that you can catch water on fire above water and it maintains, that's fucking terrifying.
Isn't that crazy?
I really didn't think we were gonna get like a blast from Godzilla this soon in the book.
Oh yeah,
it seemed like
he's just been edging the whole time.
If I was Godzilla, I'd be ripping that shit all the time.
Yeah, it's like, all right, there's a lot of you. Like, I got one hit kill right now.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I smashed two of you. That was fun. Now let's get down to business.
Nathan, you didn't talk about the Godzilla doubloon.
There is a Godzilla doubloon. Yeah, it's like a little coin. Well, I said that Sir Francis Drake talked to somebody that had a doubloon, so he's like, oh, this must be real.
Yeah. Someone made
a coin. They're like, holy shit.
Oh my God. You told me that's from Monster Island.
So now that Drake and his boys are on Monster Island, they start to look for the treasure, and they find the old ship with its dead captain in the forest. So the ship's like in the middle of the forest somehow. And there's a journal from the dead Captain Yanes that tells where the treasure is now, but the crew gets attacked by giant bats.
Staying on the island seems crazy.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
They don't know how they got there.
I know.
Actually, they're there for the treasure. So it's like, okay, well.
The booty.
I know. Yeah. But they like have to like stop, you know, to, you know, recover or whatever.
Yeah, true.
But it still seems kind of crazy.
I like the big turtles.
Big turtles.
Yeah.
They were like about to fight them, and then the turtles are just trying to get away.
They're like, excuse me. Yeah.
They're just passing by.
We are not a threat.
We're in their way.
Yeah. We're on their island, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Do you think they intentionally tried to make Hole look like Jack Sparrow and then have him say the line, they say dead men tell no tales? Like, they're really trying to drive home
that like, this is, the script was already written.
Like, you know, they thought they could get Jack Sparrow, and they're like, we'll call him Hole.
I think dead men tell no tales is like a pretty common thing.
That's a sick line, though.
Yeah.
Wherever it originated from.
Probably.
Because they can't, because they're dead. But
yeah.
So in the present, the two British guards are sick of the story, so they send Hole to go get hanged. And that's how the issue ends.
Hung.
Is it not hanged?
I don't know.
Nah.
I think it's either, actually.
Hung? Maybe.
Hung.
Oh, dude, my homie got hung. That doesn't sound right.
My homie's hung, dude.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a new slang.
Have giant bats ever been in like a Godzilla thing? Like, I know giant things are pretty common, but
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even say that's giant compared to like Godzilla and like that pterodactyl thing.
So everything's just scaled up here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, this is like, what if like a bunch of those things had some sort of radioactive, like, you know, in Fallout, like all the roaches are like fucking this fucking big.
Yeah.
You know, so like maybe whatever's on that fucking island, dude, maybe it's in the water, maybe it's in the food. This is like an evil Madagascar.
Didn't Godzilla originate from a nuclear radiation thing?
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, like the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, probably not that, though.
Some of them are
radiation. They did some bomb testing once.
Something
too.
Else nuclear.
Yeah.
No, like a big deal, you know?
Nothing life changing.
So, yeah, maybe just Monster Island is the reaction of something nuclear happening and a bunch of bats. But these are huge bats. They're like bear sized.
They're like man bat sized.
Yeah, fucking terrifying.
So issue 3, which by the way, these covers are fucking incredible.
So juicy.
They're so like
so
the
juicy.
Neon. They're so
colors.
Neon and the big turtle.
Yeah,
we like to see that.
The
big turtle energy.
Just the normal artist did those.
Yeah, Inaki Miranda. Miranda, super sick. So yeah, anyway, issue 3 turns out Hole was saved from being hanged by the Queen's by the Queen's advisor, who is sent on the Queen's behalf to see if Hole is actually spitting some truth here. And so Hole explains what a kaiju is and how they have existed throughout history and even worshipped by a cult called Sons of Giants, who are committed to keeping kaiju secret.
I did not expect a cult in this.
That made me very happy. I was like, I like the depth.
Kaiju cult.
I like the depth.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's
a little more to this. I like not just versus monster.
I like the cult helmets. Like they're just like the heads of the different kaijus. So there's like a Mothra one. There's a Godzilla one.
I love the them showing the monsters like over time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like that's super sick. That's
Mothra in Egypt.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And they're like
being fucking
him.
Praised. Like that makes sense. I get that.
Yeah.
And then that weird, like...
What is this goopy one?
The goopy guy?
Yeah, the one looks like he's wearing, like, a trench coat over his, like...
I don't remember.
Hedorah. Okay, so there's Ghidorah.
And Hedorah. Yeah, Hedorah. He's fighting some Vikings. That's pretty lit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A Viking, here there be dragons, would be cool, too.
Dude, yeah, I do love this just because of, like, hey, yeah, like, you're telling a story, especially in that time, and it's like, dude, bullshit. Right.
Yeah,
I don't know about all that. Like that one guy who's like, "Dude, dragons are real," but every other thing that you talked about,
bullshit,
horseshit.
You're telling me big bats,
horseshit. Yeah, a big fucking lobster.
Get out of here with a big turtle.
That's
okay?
Crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, Hole continues his story on Monster Island and says that the only one to survive the Godzilla attack of the Spanish like naval armada was some dude who is a legendary sailor named Captain Cortez Blanco, and he's a guy whose family was killed by Sir Francis Drake at some other point in his pirating career, and he's now on Monster Island unknowing to the pirate people. So but the bats attacking the men were scared off by Ibira, who's a huge lobster kaiju.
My favorite line from this book, he's like, "Aye, but we did manage to get away from the lobstrosity."
Yes, the lobstrosity, yes, the lobstrosity made me so happy.
It made me
like, come on.
Because that's the only time using that word ever makes sense.
Pirates do puns, you know?
The lobstrosity. I want to hear the stank you put on that word. Because it's so colorful. All right, issue 4. So, Hole tells the British guards about how he learned about the kaiju's history, which was through villages that are empty and like temples that are on Monster Island, like worshiping some of these kaiju. And they also find dynamite here, which is used to attract Ibira to Godzilla's cave, and they start fighting. But it's super lucky that they've left behind dynamite at these like villages.
Everything that they need just happens to be on this ship.
Like these are villages that are made with like straw houses.
Everything works out really well. Yeah. Like
where are they getting dynamite?
Was that from the village or the ship?
It's on the old ship.
Oh, the old ship. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes more sense. I thought they just like found it in one of these straw houses.
There's a lot of heavy machinery.
They also have bazookas, dude. Yeah.
They got internet too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wrote a note. We talked about it already, but it just like keeps jumping back and forth between like Hole. He's like, "Oh man, I'm hungry now. Can you give me some food or whatever?" And I was getting annoyed by that. And I wrote that down. And then like the next few pages after this, Godzilla suplexes Ibira, the lobster. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I could deal with a little bit of time jumping. Because that is insane that he suplexes.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
A kaiju.
Why is it always a suplex?
Because that's the coolest thing you could do ever, I think.
It's crazy that just keeps happening.
It is the coolest like move you could do an opponent.
It's definitely the best like fight move, you know, and it's just funny that like Godzilla, not really a fighting monster, I guess,
knows how to do that.
Yeah. He's mostly a blast and scratch kind of guy.
Yeah,
blast and scratch. I like that. His arms are actually kind of long.
Yeah, they seem a bit
like he can actually grab shit though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to sprint in this one.
Does he have long arms in -1?
They're,
or are they just like kind of like right here,
pretty
like T-Rex-ish?
Sure. Yeah, because
I think the Shin Godzilla one, that one, it's like
Is it like super
he's got
short?
Like fingers, like
because the minus one was pretty true to like the OG ones, mm-hmm. so I think it's pretty
thick
small.
Ass thighs. I remember.
Yeah, walking very slow.
Yeah. So Drake, Hole, and the rest of the pirates go into Godzilla's cave, and in that cave, there's like a big wall with the same symbol of Godzilla as the one that's on Drake's coin, and they're like, "This must be where it is." And there's like a fake brick or something there that they're able to just like take out, and they find the entrance to all of the treasure. But then Cortez Blanco sneaks up and kills most of the men except for Drake and Hole.
So they have a page that is like just silhouette of all the pirates, and there's just a massacre happening.
Yeah.
And I thought they started killing themselves or each other.
I think that would be fucking sick.
Yeah, like for the treasure, you know, split it up less. But
like, oh, sweet, we got treasure here, and then they start fighting each other. It'd be cool.
Yeah,
and
but then again, I'm like, you need like a certain amount of people to like...
Man a ship,
you know, so...
That's true.
Yeah, you can't do it solo.
Yeah, just that would be really interesting if they kind of had that whole like... What was that? The Dark Knight... kind of moment where, all right, that guy kills that guy and that guy kills that guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
on the two boats.
Yeah.
My question is how did the pirates from before put up a big ass wall and move all the treasure into Godzilla's cave?
And make the fucking logo on the wall.
And why would they go to that? Like,
well, they was had that an artist on their
was
hand.
Was that them or was that the village?
The village could have too, yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They marked their
treasure. There's like hieroglyphics and stuff, so I'm assuming it was them. Like, they even wrote Godzilla in the fucking wall.
That's true. They did write Godzilla. Okay, it's probably, I would believe if it's the village.
Yeah.
And maybe Godzilla's like, he like fucks with them. I don't know it's where like, they went, but maybe Godzilla posed for this picture.
Yeah.
And then they didn't know how to like render him properly, so they just like colored
it in. There's
actually
a really funny like way he was standing, I think at the last, actually let me see, he like the way he's just posted up, it's just like,
oh, at the end of the last issue.
Yes, hold on,
in his cave.
Yeah, like there's just like, hey, welcome to MTV, this is my crib. Like, it's just like, I'm a little shy,
this is the foyer.
This is MTV cribs.
Oh my god.
This is where you enter. This is where some dude dropped a bunch of treasure. I'm not sure what that is.
This is my self-portrait right here.
Yeah. Those are the bones. Those are the sparkly rocks.
Yeah, the bone, more bones over here. This is where I fucked up a Bira and I suplexed him. Also, Hole is like somehow able to explain how the fight between Godzilla and Abira went.
Yeah,
in the water.
How the fuck does he know that?
Because he's like telling the story about how it went in like great detail, which ends when Godzilla rips off Abira's claw and he smacks him with it.
Hell yeah.
But then it's interrupted by a Kraken dude, which is Udoku or something.
Is it like a Kraken or is it just a big octopus?
I think it's a big octopus. Yeah, at first, sure. I thought it was Kraken, though.
I do like when he's about to like blast out of his mouth.
Yeah, when he's about to bust and he ate too many M&Ms or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's like wearing like a crazy grill.
Yeah.
Or like when you were a kid, you ever try and fit as many grapes in your mouth as possible?
That's what that looks like.
Looks like that. He's like...
He's straight cheesing.
Yeah.
Straight cheesing, fam.
I think it's kind of boring when kaiju are just like big fish. You know?
Yeah, because Godzilla's especially not really like a big lizard. He's got like unique aspects to him, you know?
Yeah, he's like a Godzilla, you know? And then like that other one, Ghidorah or whatever. Or no, what am I?
Who is Mothra?
The goopy guy.
Oh, the Ebora. One looks like it's melted. No.
Is it Ebora?
No. It's
Hedorah.
Hedorah.
It's so fucking confusing.
So many auras.
Yeah, Hedorah. He's like very like specific in...
Yeah, that's just big goopy guy.
Yeah,
big goopy. That's at least something.
Big gobble-goo.
Most of them are big... He's a big gobble-goo. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Most of the other ones are just big lobster, big squid, big moth.
Anything that's edible is just not threatening, you know?
Yeah.
Anything that you could just like...
Fucking King Kong's just a big ape. You know,
yeah, like that's good.
If I can have you deep fried in a smaller version, like, yeah, it's not that
if
scary.
I can put like a little lemon and some butter on you, you know.
I feel like the inking quality or like something about the art style kind of changed towards the end of this issue because it looks really different once they start like fighting in the water. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did not actually.
Yeah, they were like using like kind of a lighter black to show kind of like them underwater.
Yeah, I just thought it looked.
I think works. It just kind of.
It kind of distracted me because I feel like this Godzilla looks different than Godzilla we've seen like before.
Yeah, that looks like a tattoo.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. So I just noticed there's like a slight you know, shift in the art style.
Yeah, normally you're supposed to stay pretty consistent with that sort of thing. Because, like, the blacks weren't, like, as black when it comes to
Or, like, the
other underwater sequences.
And, like, the rendering on his body was, like, a lot more dark. I understand if they're, like, out in the sunlight and underwater. You can't really do the same
really
thing.
It's really just the one page that has that, that's like that.
I think it's crazy that the fucking octopus eats sharks. Actually, I might be ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's beginning of that one, Yeah, great white sharks.
At first, I thought he was spawning sharks out of him when he was eating
like shitting at these sharks.
I was like, what the fuck?
He's like throwing them at Godzilla.
Like, fucking, what?
That would be cool. See, that would be a unique.
That doesn't make sense.
That would be a unique fucking kaiju. Look, here's another one. There's another fucking kaiju. Just big spider.
Is that how they eat? Is like through that little gooch?
Yeah, how else?
The octopus?
The mouth hole.
That's their. They have like a beak normally.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
You should watch the octopus documentary. It's fucking awesome.
My octopus teacher?
My octopus teacher won an Oscar, I believe. Have you heard about that?
You sound like the deep right now.
The deep?
Dude,
have you guys seen
that octopus? That fucking octopus doc?
Dude, octopi are actually amazing and like just such beautiful creatures.
Yeah. And they can squeeze into such tight holes.
Still just went in the mouth.
Yeah. And their mouth, dude.
that's insane.
Way better than humans because they got eight hands. You know?
Good documentary.
And they got suction everywhere.
No, they make friends with
don't
people.
Don't get me started on those cups, bro.
They make friends with people and they're happy to see this one in the documentary. Anyway, so the Kraken dude in this book, his name is Udoku. And him and Abira both start tag teaming Godzilla. But back in the treasure cave, Cortez Blanco knocks out Hull and he has like a standoff against Sir Drake. And there's like a pretty long fight. They use like swords and then eventually they start using like bones from the cave to like start hitting each other. Meanwhile, Godzilla gets scrappy and he rips another part of Abira off and then stuffs Udoku into Abira's mouth and then he blasts them both just into the ocean.
That shit was crazy.
And he rips the other claw off.
It looks like part of his face. Is that the other claw?
I think it's the other claw.
It looks like the weird antenna thing that like they have. I don't know. I didn't think it was the other claw, but I like the move to like rip his jaw open and then stuff the octopus inside of him.
That's crazy. He's like really trying to cook that.
Yeah,
he's getting creative.
It is a pretty creative move.
I love the way like the splash of like the water looks. It just like adds like intensity to like the pages.
Yeah, it makes it very busy.
I think that drawing of him like spreading that mouth thing open looks insane.
Yeah, that's very cool. I've always been kind of confused on how Godzilla can seemingly just stand in water at like shin level.
Dude.
They're like on the shore, dude.
I
know what you mean though.
I would say that, but like when he's stuffing Udoku in his mouth, he like shoots him down into the ocean, like the next page. So it can be assumed that they're like,
I mean, I think, they might be a little shallow here, but typically like, I can't remember which Godzilla it was, but the one where like Godzilla and King Kong fight on a fucking aircraft carrier.
Oh yeah,
like they're in the fucking ocean.
That was sick.
Well, you know? He's like swimming in that.
Yeah. Oh, his tail's just down there going crazy.
No, I think his feet. In minus one, it's really confusing.
Yeah, yes. He's in like the middle of like a lake or something.
Because it was a big plot point that they made him sink down really far and then shoot back up, and then he's just like standing there for like the rest of the time. So I don't really
maybe
know
just
how that
a great buoyancy.
Maybe that's part of his like kaiju power.
He's definitely like a thick boy at the bottom, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's why his legs are so thick.
Yeah, he's got a... They're a flotation device. Kicks.
Yeah, it could be. So in the cave, Blanco gets the upper hand on Drake, and he's about to finish him off. But then Godzilla shows up and blasts only Cortez Blanco somehow.
Yeah, when Drake's like right next to him.
Yeah, Drake was like right under him. And so Drake gets up and he starts to pray. And when he's done praying, Godzilla is just gone like Batman.
Yeah.
And so I'm really confused on how all of that worked, because when you get blast, it seems like you blast a lot, you know? So how was Drake not harmed by this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, also, Hull was knocked out, but I guess he got woken up from the blast.
Yeah.
And then he just like leaves. So I think it's supposed to be assumed that like if you respect Godzilla, he'll just like leave you alone. You're in his house trying to steal his stuff. And now that you've said that, Cortez kind of seems like he should have been the main character. This is a really sad ending for him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. When that happened, I was like, "What the fuck?"
He was trying to avenge his family. He just got blasted by Godzilla. And
they couldn't split it or something.
And the guy that killed his family just leaves with treasure. So it's kind of crazy. So Drake and Hull both leave with the treasure. They give the queen her cut. And then the both of them are sworn to secrecy. But Hole reveals in a story that Drake soon dies of dysentery, but Hole thinks it's the cult that killed him, the Sons of Giants. But after the treasurer guy confirms that that's everything that Hole knows, the treasurer guy shoots Hole and one of the British guards that are there too, because he was one of the Sons of the Giants cult guys all the time. Or the whole, all along.
All the time.
All the time.
24/7, baby.
And then they blow up the part of the castle for some reason.
Yeah, like that's really
where the jail's at, I guess.
But like, you're home. Like, you're just blowing up part of the queen's castle. So she's going to be like, how the fuck did that happen?
Well, well, there was a gas leak, my lady.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was that?
Maybe like the...
Yeah, dynamite
this
on
this jail isn't like attached to like the castle where the queen lives, but...
Yeah. So yeah, that was a fun little twist, I guess, but... My question is the queen also
part of the cult?
Part of the cult?
I would say yes.
Well, or at least people that she like hires are like a part of the cult, and then she like benefits from it, and then
they just do whatever they got
to
do
to make sure that no one knows that she's a part of it.
Okay.
You know, and also don't know of the cult or the monsters.
Yeah. At first I was like, why didn't he just like shoot him if he like knows about Godzilla and stuff, but he had to figure out the extent of his knowledge, I guess, and then shoot him. So I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
And then make sure that like
no one else knows.
Loose strings, loose ends.
Yeah. And so the sequel of this is Here There Be Dragons to Sons of Giants, right?
Yeah.
So it's about the cult?
Yeah.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I read the first issue, yeah.
Okay. Pretty good?
Yeah. You want to hand me that? Right now?
Looks like he's crying.
Is he sad, Godzilla?
He's like,
yeah, he's a little upset.
I'm gonna show you the good parts, okay?
I just wanted to see.
I was gonna wait for the pull list, but I can just do it now.
Okay, yeah.
It starts off fucking sick because there's these like Japanese pages
with
Japanese artwork, and there's this really sick Godzilla page where he like you even see like his blast in like the Japanese like style.
Wait, this looks cool.
Yeah, now it's just the first couple pages that are like that.
That's hot.
And that's hot. What happens is like there's a samurai dude and he gets a sword that can actually cut Godzilla.
Yo.
It's like some special element or something.
Damn.
Which is pretty sweet.
That's sick as hell. That should get the Eisner.
And then something that I'm not sure if I like, but I like so far is that there's like a sideways
scale.
I always like those
double page spread. So I was like reading like this. I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like those dirty magazines. Remember?
Yeah.
Like,
ooh.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. They used to do like trifold like pages, or really? Like they would be folded pages. So when you turn the page, you'd have to like fold both pages out.
That's
like,
actually really sick.
Fucking. Yeah. They used to do that. Justice League did that,
and like some of the Marvel events would do that. So it'd be like instead of a double page spread, it's like quadruple.
They would do
so,
that with like fucking ads too.
I know. And I would open them up every time. I'd be like, "This is kind of cool.
Look at all these new books coming out."
Yeah, pretty neat. But let's go into Back Matter Matters for this book.
Back Matter Matters.
We got some cool covers from Tyler Kirkham.
Yeah, Tyler Kirkham's cool. He came to Comic-Con once. I've been following him ever since. He does mostly just covers, I think.
Nice.
He might have done interiors on something, but...
We also have Scott Godlewski covers. I think he lives in Arizona.
Yeah, he's going to do the Spider Society book.
Yeah, I think I have artwork from him.
You think?
But I'm not 100% positive because it's either him or somebody else I'm confusing him with.
I like his Hedora cover. Where like it's like very foggy, this one here.
Oh, yes.
That's the goopy guy.
That one looks fucking scary.
That's creepy.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
And then the one where
and like the lobster one, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
very Jaws coated.
Well, the one I was thinking of, it's like fuck, I'd be like probably shitting myself. I mean, there are a lot of these, but the one where he's like coming out of the water and like the ship's on his back.
If
I was in the ship, I'd be crying.
Yeah. That just reminds me of like the World's Strongest Man like logo where it's like on his back.
Earth.
But yeah, pretty cool covers. A lot of these would be kind of fun to have. And then there's other Godzilla comics promo, which is fun.
One that we have read with Dom.
Is it the Half Century War? Yeah, that's on there.
Oh, shit.
There's some like pretty cool looking ones, honestly. The Godzilla World of Monsters that collects gangsters and Goliaths. That sounds pretty cool. I want to read that.
That's the John Layman book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So, pretty cool. And there's also a promo for Godzilla Rivals, which sounds like a fighting game.
I think that's currently coming out.
Okay.
So, Dom, what would you rate this book?
On like a food thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does this make you feel in food terms?
Yeah, in food terms, maybe like a Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe.
Okay.
Because I know what I'm getting, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then you stuff everything in your face.
But then there's like a little bit more that I'm like, fuck, that's right, you know?
God. Dude, fries.
That's right. Yeah. That's fucking...
Get you a lemonade or whatever.
Cherry Coke. Or your Coke Zero if you're some people. Not shaming over
here. If you're one of those people.
Yeah.
And what would you rate this book?
I'd rate this... A nice little trip to Red Lobster.
Ooh, okay.
And you get all the butter biscuits.
Bottomless shrimp, maybe?
Yeah, all the biscuits you want. Because, like, you go there. I think when you read a Godzilla comic, you know exactly what you're getting, kind of.
Yeah.
And same thing when you go to Red Lobster. You're going to get those biscuits and then some lobster. Pretty good shit.
I would rate it like a king crab.
Ooh, okay.
But it's at a restaurant I've never been to before, and they're one of the ones where they cut the crab for you, so it's nice and easy. Extra butter, lemon.
I'm always so stressed when I have to like crack that shit myself.
Yeah, because I know
I'm like, am I eating good?
Yeah, because all the meat there. Yeah, and you get super fucking full on just some crab.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I was a big fan of this.
Yeah, me too.
And I think they should do it more. Have Godzilla in different eras fighting people.
Yeah. Have them in the future.
I would love the samurai one.
One would be really cool.
Yeah.
What other eras are there? Civil War.
That Egyptian one.
That Egyptian one actually would be kind
of cool. Godzilla in Afghanistan.
The Vikings would be cool too.
I talked about it last time, but I need it again.
Wait, what did you say?
I need Godzilla in Afghanistan. Because in the Century War, he kept appearing when there's like major events.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, so when is he going to... When is he going to the Middle East?
That'd be cool. Give me Godzilla in North Korea.
Oh my God.
Godzilla in the Taliban.
And no one knows except for the people in North Korea.
Exactly.
Yeah. In the Taliban. That's what no one talks about. That's the nukes that Kim Jong-un's I was talking about.
Mm.
It's just Godzilla blasting people.
Yeah. Dan, would you rate this an Eisner or an Eisno?
Oh, so God. This is going up against...
Yeah, what are its competitors?
Kill Your Darlings.
Okay.
Pee Pee Poo Poo.
Yep, that's for real.
Superman Lost.
Okay.
And The Coal. And so since it's going up against The Coal, I'm going to rate an Eisno.
Yeah, I'm going to give it Eisno as well.
Yeah.
Because The Coal was pretty fucking fire. And the writer of that book responded to us in our tweet. About their book. So we're shout out to Kelly Thompson.
Pro Kelly Thompson.
Yeah, shout out Kelly and Thompson.
So yeah, let's go into the pull list. Colin,
ship in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
So you didn't go to the shop, but what are you going
to
get?
I went to the shop. They just didn't have everything there. So I got half of the stuff that I was going to get.
What'd you get, Aiden?
I got Green Lantern 13, the one where they have the sad lanterns now, apparently.
Oh, right.
So I'll have to catch up there. I like that. I also heard that the guy that's like the leader of the sad lanterns got cheated on by his wife. So
wow.
There's like layers to how like silly this
sad
seems.
Sad lanterns more like cuck lanterns, am I right?
Cuck is an emotion now, I guess. I got Transformers 10 or 11, whichever came out.
10.
Precious Metal number 2 came out.
Ooh.
Which is cool. And then I got Falling in Love on the Path to Hell number 2.
Nice.
It's a big long title.
You can get X-Men number 1.
I'm going to get X-Men number 1 when I go tomorrow.
You can get Barfly number 1.
And Barfly. I can't wait for that actually.
What about Dawn Runner number 4?
No.
No?
Probably not.
What's really fun for me about this part is like it could also be like you guys completely bullshitting and you're just going along with it. You're going to get MacGuffin. Right?
Yeah. Number 4. Right. Yeah.
And then Angela's Adventure. Yeah.
How about
Dreams.
What about Big Floof? You're going to get that?
There's also The Domain that comes out. That is the...
Oh, yeah.
Public Domain spinoff book. It's like the comic that's within the comic. And there's also Get Fury number 3.
Okay.
I need to read Get Fury number 1 and see if we're going to get 2 and 3.
Okay.
But cool stuff.
Yeah.
Dom, are you getting anything or did you read anything else?
I haven't read anything. I do. Honestly, I was thinking about, what was it called? I remember I told you one time we're going to watch some movie and then you're like, yeah, don't do that. I was thinking about reading Nemesis And you're like, yeah, don't do that.
You could read Nemesis Reloaded.
Yes, oh, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, because he's like, don't read the first one. That's because I saw some, like, some YouTube video about it, like some 25-minute video. And I was like, I'm on my lunch right now. Maybe I'll, you know, watch like 5 minutes of this.
Okay.
And I don't know. Like, as I've gotten older, I've started to have this like appreciation for the villains where mm-hmm. I kind of start like for a while for The Boys, like I was kind of just like, I wonder who's my favorite character. And then I was like, you know what? Yeah, Homelander is such a cock.
Yeah.
And he's great. And he's a piece of shit. He's
very scary.
He's cool.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about like all these other villains. And I'm like, dude, that was a great fucking villain. But that, and then what was that other one?
Is it that Frank Miller one?
No. It was about like a, I think it's like a detective, I want to say. I texted you about it. I was like, I'm kind of thinking about reading this, and you're like, do it.
Like an Ed Brubaker book or something?
God damn. This is killing me now.
Is it Hard Boiled?
Yes, thank you.
What is that? By Frank Miller. And,
it is Frank. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Frank Miller, and then that dude does like Shaolin Cowboy.
Wow, you know, that's basically on his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that new? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's like old, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll have you back on when we do that.
Tell me like the first letter. I bet I know it.
G.
No, I don't know it. Oh, Greg? No.
Close.
Gary.
Actually, I don't. What is it?
Jeff Darrow.
Jeff Darrow. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. Did you read anything?
I read Absolute Power, the DC event that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Oh. I actually enjoy it. It's only going to be 4 issues, which is a big plus for me, I think, because I don't have to commit to it for like 6 months.
You gonna buy the rest?
Yeah, Dan Mora is crushing it as always in this, and I think the story, the idea is that like all the powers are like gone, like all the superheroes like lose their powers, and I'm like, this is kind of lame because you can't just like, it'd be hard to just figure out a reason for all of them to go at once, but it's like a big coordinated effort between like Amazo, the villain that can like take powers from people. There's like multiple Amazo robots. Plus, like a Brainiac thing, and then there's like a new task force, like Suicide Squad, run by Amanda Waller, that are dedicated to like wiping people's minds that know how to like use magic. So they like wipe the magic from their minds, or like how to cast some of those spells.
Interesting.
And so they do like a lot of work to make it believable that all the superheroes would like lose their powers. And I was like, okay, this is fair. It's also commentary on AI. Because Amanda Waller is just trying to take down like all the superheroes, and so they like control the media with like AI generated videos of like all the heroes like fucking killing people like out in the streets, and so there's like
deepfakes.
Yeah, pretty much like deepfake videos, and so now like the public is against superheroes and stuff too. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
So it's yeah, it's kind of interesting so far. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Read anything else?
I started reading Spider-Man's Reign, Spider-Man's Reign 2, yeah. Shit's weird. It is like dark weird.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of cool. I didn't finish reading it though, because I got distracted with something else. And then I also read Deadpool Wolverine, World War 3.
Nice.
I don't really know what's going on, to be honest.
Mm.
But the art on it is pretty fucking incredible.
Sweet.
And they did what I thought was going to happen, because I don't think the writer's very funny. Definitely not like funny enough to write Deadpool, so they give him a reason to not be himself. During this whole thing, and so he's not trying to like
cop out for Deadpool.
Yeah, he's not trying to like force jokes that like aren't funny, and so I think it's better for that reason. So
all right,
it's pretty cool.
I read since we read Godzilla, I read Godzilla Skate or Die.
Oh, one. Yes,
it's was that based in Australia?
Yeah, you could tell in their accents, right? Because he wrote in the accents.
yeah, the art's really cool. I don't know what like the story is. I don't think it's actually like Godzilla. It's like a Godzilla. Well, no, Godzilla is in it. But there's like some lizard monster that shows up.
There's another kaiju thing that he's eventually going
to
fight.
Yeah, and they're both headed to like their skate spot or something. They're like, we gotta go to our spot. You know, they're gonna destroy it.
Well, they're like, they know of the two kaiju know of each other's existence. And they're meeting in the middle, I think, and that just happens to be where these kids have their skate spot.
Yeah.
And so
they got to defend it with their skateboards.
Yeah, they got to do sick no complies.
Yeah, they got to play skate and see who wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the vibe of it all. Like, I think the art style feels very like skaterish, I guess.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like a stylized episode of like Rocket Power or something.
Yeah.
So I think that part's fun.
For sure.
I'll only enjoy the series if Godzilla does a kickflip at some point, though. So
I hope a 900 saves the day.
Dude, have you seen some of the like Summer X game stuff that's been happening recently?
Yeah.
Kids are just cranking out 900s like nobody's business.
Yeah, some 9-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he just tears it up.
It's multiple times in a row.
Tony Hawk's
like, this was unbelievable 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I did first, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did you watch anything new, Dom?
Well, I mean, to be honest, half the shit I watch new is typically with you whenever we see some, I don't know, something. I'm really looking forward to Long Legs, though.
Yeah, Long Legs is Friday. I can't wait.
But I will say the one thing that I did like was In a Violent Nature. That one was really cool. I know that one was just like edging like the fucking whole time. Just like, all right, and we're watching this guy fucking walk. And it's like NASCAR. And he's making a left. And he's making another left.
And he's taking out his knife.
Exactly. But I've been watching this season of The Boys. I kind of like forgot that it happened because I told myself I want to watch Gen V before
it's good.
Do it. But then I was talking to some other people and they were telling me about The Boys this season. And I was like, okay, well, they haven't seen Gen V, and it doesn't seem like they've skipped a beat necessarily. So I like how it's not kind of doing that Marvel thing where it's like, you have to watch.
Yeah.
You have to watch this in order to, which is really cool. And I like that. I've also been trying to watch like, just like something from the past too. So like I watched The Last Castle with James Gandolfini, Robert Redford, I want to say, Mark Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I like that one because I used to see it on like TV a lot when I was channel surfing, and I was like young enough to understand though, like, okay, this is probably not for me. I'll probably get it when I get older. So I watched that, which is really cool. I also watched this one movie with Tom Cruise where he plays a lawyer.
Oh, Few Good Men?
No. It's one with Gene Hackman. I can't remember what that one's called. That one was really good. I really, the cast on that is insane.
Because
you also have the guy who plays Jigsaw. Like, he has hair. Like, this is how long ago it was. Yeah. Hank from Breaking Bad was in it.
Oh, I like him.
Who else was in it?
Tom Cruise is a lawyer. Jerry Maguire, The Firm, Rayman.
The Firm.
Okay.
The Firm.
The Firm.
Yes, that was actually, I really like The Firm. It was really cool.
Dude, he's like, been a lawyer in 4 different movies.
Yeah.
Wow, he doesn't seem like the type.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, Jerry Maguire, he's an agent, like a sports agent. So
okay.
Show me the money.
But The Firm's good.
Yeah,
I like The Firm. That one was actually pretty good. The one part that was hard for me to believe was like Gene Hackman being like having some sort of sex appeal, because he tries to like seduce this woman almost kind of, and then I remember just thinking to myself like, at what point did he think like, yeah, I'm hot or like whatever. It's like twice her age. Like, it just didn't make sense. He's a great actor. I love him. But after that movie, I was like, okay, yeah, he's now a sex icon after that, making that move. But yeah, I mean, just stuff like that, I guess.
For sure. I watched Pearl, which is the prequel for the movie X. And we watched the sequel, which was Maxine.
Oh, okay. With all the Mia Goth.
Yeah, yes. Mia Goth movies. Yeah.
Wait, those are all connected?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
It's all part of, that's like A24's first trilogy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Not their first sequels, though, because they did some other thing that they did sequels for, but it was like less intense than this.
Maxine just came out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, last Friday.
Like last Friday? Okay. When we were in the, just real quick, when we were in the previews for the Quiet Place movie, the trailer for Maxine came on, and I was sitting next to Dad, and Dad felt the need to like comment on every preview that we saw in the theater that day. So when the,
looks pretty good.
When the Maxine one came out, he was like, I'm not going to see that one. And I'm like, it looks pretty good. It's got like Giancarlo Esposito in it and stuff. So
Pearl, it's like the prequel, and it's like an older character in X, and it's like her,
I don't know anything about any of these movies.
Yeah. So it's like her backstory. It's like based in like 1918.
Okay.
Is like the year. It's got David Cornsweet in it.
Oh, okay.
So I got to see him act. He's pretty good.
Superman.
There was like at the end, there was like this 6-minute monologue with like no cuts. I'm like, wow, this is like just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where she's just kind of like admitting to everything that she did. It's basically just a woman kind of going insane and like killing everybody in her life.
Cool.
Spoilers. It's kind of like Joker, but for women. you know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's actually a really interesting way to put it. Yeah.
Like, it's definitely, it felt very like American Psycho as well.
Oh, okay.
And so it's pretty good. It kind of felt like a fever dream. But what's cool about this one is that like this and X were like filmed back to back, like in 2020, I think, in like New Zealand. And so they had like, it's the same set as like X. So it's just kind of like the one setting or whatever. And so they just asked for like another like $1 million from A24 and they were able to make this movie, which is cool.
With a milli?
With a milli?
Well, because I think X many. Actually did do pretty good.
Yeah, for what it cost. Yeah. And then we saw Maxine, which is like the sequel to X, which follows like the Mia Goth character, Maxine. I think it was like my least.
Pearl's prequel, X's middle.
Yeah.
Maxine.
But X came out first and then Pearl.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. They did a Star Wars. Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah. It's probably my least favorite of the three.
Okay.
But it's like set in like the 80s. And so there's like tons of like 80s vibes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Soundtrack was fucking disgusting.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was just like, just going crazy.
Okay.
As you can tell from his voice.
Yeah.
I'm
deadly serious.
You're going mild over
there. Yeah. It was less of like a slasher and just kind of like a decent like whodunit kind of thing where they were talking about like the Night Stalker, which is an actual serial killer in the 80s.
Oh.
That they based it on. So it was like hardly horror.
Okay. Let's guess Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, no, that one's probably like at 20, I think, or 30. It's like the lowest score out of all the three. I did actually check it a little bit.
I would guess like 79 audience.
No.
Daniel's close. It's 74.
Are you fucking kidding me?
74.
That's insane, dude. I suck so much.
Is the critics more like 58 or something like that?
They're both pretty close. 74 tomato, 78 audience.
Okay.
Yeah. It just Pearl and X are in the 90s. Because that's the game that I like to play. Like, if I'm watching something on, like, Apple, they'll always show, like, the little Rotten Tomato score.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really pissed me the fuck off. Because Beverly Hills Cop is criminally rated.
What is it rated?
Underrated? Overrated?
It's like, well, look up Beverly Hills Cop 2. And what is the Rotten Tomato score on that?
Not Axel F, right?
No.
Nah, that's the newest one.
How many movies do they have?
Four. Yeah. Wow. Second one's the best.
48% for two?
What the fuck, dude? That pisses me off. Tony Scott put his fucking... He put his foot in that movie, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And it was phenomenal. It's one of my favorites. Soundtrack is also really good.
I don't think I've seen the second one.
I think I've just seen the first and then this last
one. You guys are missing out.
Really? Okay. I'll have to check it out.
For sure. Did you watch anything, Nathan?
Also watched an A24 film. Called The Iron Claw.
Ooh,
man.
Finally watched it.
Oh man, do you need a hug?
I felt in the mood to be sad.
Yeah. Did you join the new Lantern Corps?
I did cry at the very, very end, but I was pretty happy the whole time because I made brownies like during that movie.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's a word.
And they were fucking unreal, let me tell you.
Really picked up the mood.
Yeah, it did actually. Yeah. So like every like 20 minutes I go check on them and fucking poke the brownies. So I kind of fucked up the vibe that way, but
it's a good movie. Balance it.
Yeah, dude, Zac Efron is a little fucking strong beast in that. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Sophie missed the part in the beginning where it says it's based off a true story. Oh. And so when they showed the picture of everybody at the end, she just like started crying more. She's like, "Oh my God, I didn't know it was real."
Yeah.
And I was like, they said that in the beginning. But it's really good.
At the end, I was like, I want to hug my brothers.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, that curse or whatever they think he has is crazy. And I would believe it, too. Yeah. At that point. The dad sucks.
The worst.
The mom, too.
I felt bad for the mom. What are you talking about?
She didn't do anything.
The thing that bothered me is, like, Zac Efron walks in his mom and is like, "Hey, mom, I think dad's being really rough on one of the brothers."
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, don't talk to me about that. You have your brothers to talk about that.
Yeah, and then she's like, "That's between them." Yeah.
But like, I had a million kids,
so you guys can talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a scene where when the second brother dies, I believe, or maybe it was the third, but it was the mom.
Spoilers.
Spoilers for this movie. It's like a year old. But like she's looking at the dress on the bed, yeah. And she's like, "People are going to notice that this is the one I used the last time." The last time one of my kids died. And I'm like, that is so sad, but that's probably fair.
How many black dresses are you supposed to have?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. So
more bang for your buck.
That choked me up. And then just like at the very end when he's like with his kids,
Yeah.
That crushed me.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, you shouldn't see a man cry or whatever. And his kids are like so emotionally intelligent. And they're like,
yeah,
everybody cries, Dad.
It's okay. Yeah.
I'll be your brother.
Yeah. Like, ah.
So, but it fucking rules. But me and Sophie had a long conversation because she didn't really understand how wrestling worked and like how it's staged.
I thought the way Zac Efron like explained it in that diner was like perfect.
Yeah, I thought so too. She was talking to me during that scene in the movie. I had to rewind it and she was still confused.
Well, maybe if you'd watch it.
And it's, what's also crazy is that we saw the wrestling match in Comic-Con where there's like Spider-Man and like fucking fighting like Superman. Because I told her, I was like, we should go to a wrestling match. It'd be kind of fun. And she's like, it's just too violent. And I'm like, it's staged. What are you talking about? She's like, it's not staged. How do they, you know? And then she was like,
there's winners.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. And she's like, how do they decide the winner?
I kind of like that. You should have been like, yeah, dude, I don't know. But like, just let her think that it's real, you know?
I think, well, then she thought she had a checkmate. She's like, well, people in high school wrestle. And I'm like, and I was like, fuck. Yeah, so that's real. That's thought, like mixed martial arts.
Is that how they dress up as like Hulk Hogan in like high school?
And later on in life.
Did you go pro? No, I went to the WWE. Oh, dude.
She thinks that like people that wrestle in high school eventually like go do cage matches. Like,
that's amazing. Yeah.
So
I love that.
It was like a lot harder of a conversation than I thought it was going to be. But she just never associated really with wrestling. And I think it's sick. So,
right.
But yeah, good movie. I liked it a lot.
Did you watch anything else?
No. Just like House of the Dragon and The Boys, but...
For sure. Are you caught up on The Boys?
I'm caught up on The Boys, except for the very last episode that came out yesterday as of recording.
Oh, that comes out Thursday.
I think it comes out Tuesdays.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure.
One of the teas.
So I've watched like episode 6. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you just watch the first two?
I just watched the third one yesterday.
Okay. I'll just say that the twists that came out
in this last one,
I called in like episode 2 or 3.
So did Sarah. I'm like, yeah, you know, but then it happened. I'm like, fuck, she's right.
Yeah, and then like as things were happening, I was like, I think I'm right. And Sophie's like, nah. And then she's like, at the like right before it happened, she's like, you might be right.
Yeah.
And then it happened, and I was like, fuck yeah, because I never get those.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's really good. There's like some crazy shit that happens. There's like a Spider-Man-esque character as well. That's not really a spoiler.
No, but I did hear. Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, when I kind of did my little research, which is just like watching like YouTube shorts on shit.
Okay,
but
that's hard yeah, research. Dude,
I mean, I just worked the algorithm; it'll just come up. But I was like, when I saw what's the Tony Stark dude, like the
Tech Knight,
and I saw that he's like some sex fiend. I was like, please get him in the show. And then
he's in Gen V.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's pretty fun in Gen V.
God damn it.
No, I think you'd like that one. I think it's like a really worthy spin-off.
Yeah, super good.
Mm. Yeah.
Keeps the same spirit for sure.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because yeah. I mean, I only heard good things about it. It's just like, I suck at watching things sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everything you need to know about it for this season, they just kind of like explain. It's like a throwaway kind of thing, but they give you everything you need to know, so you don't need to watch it.
Okay.
But it's still good. I think you should watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
Boys is good, though.
What are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
Are we doing Deadpool?
We sure are.
All right.
We're going to read Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Because all of them.
Everybody.
Every single person.
Even you don't see everybody, powers. But you know, still
but
pretty
they're
good.
Dead.
Yeah. Because Deadpool and Wolverine will be coming out, which is pretty exciting.
Yep.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching. Dom, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Dom. Thank you for inviting me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Godzilla.
Well, you'll be back on for our next Godzilla book.
Let us know what your favorite Godzilla comic is. TrevorsPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Link tree in the bio.
Let us know if you think this will win an Eisner.
Yeah, is this Eisner or Eisno? And
that's it.
All right, thanks.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.